What's up, fabulous people, and welcome to Real Fabulous Marketing. This is the place where you'll hear stories of real fabulous people to inspire you and also get some amazing marketing strategies that will help you stand out from the crowd, particularly online. I can't wait to do this with you. Let's dive in. Hey there, fabulous people. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. Today's topic is now still a good time to launch at this time of the year? Now, it doesn't actually matter when you listen to this episode because my answer is going to pretty much always be yes, it's a good time to launch. Because no matter what time you launch, okay, I take that back. No one's going to be buying anything over Christmas. Let's just face that. If you're listening to this on like the 23rd of December, no, now is not the right time to launch. Maybe think about just slightly after New Year's. But yes, is now a good time to launch? Yes, it is. Because there will always be unseen factors when it comes to a launch. I was running ads for one of my clients earlier this year, and right in the middle of the open cart week, which is when you want to be making sales, was the first interest rate rise in a long time here in Australia. We were also in the middle of an election, and it was not the most stable time to be launching. Now, unfortunately, the launch didn't go as well as anyone would have liked. But was it still a good time to launch? Of course. She still made sales and also just learned. You're always going to learn something. Good, bad, ugly. You're always going to learn something when it comes to a launch. So the best way to get ready for a launch, and by launch I mean a course, an offer, a new arm of your business, a service, maybe even just a new lead magnet, maybe it's a podcast. It could be just about anything, but by launch I mean a new thing, putting a new thing out there or an old thing, but just doing it again. And that's what I mean when it comes to online courses, is to have a plan. Now, I have been in the online course world for a number of years and helped a number of amazing women, mainly women, to launch programs. So I'm fairly aware of kind of launch timelines, and I've also worked in publicity and marketing, and it's all kind of follows a fairly similar format of warming people up, letting them know something's coming, doing something, and then telling them to buy your thing. That all sounds really simple. However, as anyone who has put anything out into the world in their own business, there are so many moving parts, it can sometimes feel incredibly overwhelming. So today's episode really is about how to create a launch plan and sort of some of the early steps that I put into a launch plan to make it work for me. You would have heard me, if you've listened to this podcast before, really talk about how our energy affects our business and how we show up in the world. There's no point trying to do all the things and be the world's most consistent, fabulous marketer if we feel like shit, because it's not really going to work out for us. I also know that I have run enough Facebook ads for enough online entrepreneurs to say, if there's a lot of stuff going on in your personal life, maybe you're moving house, maybe you're stuff going on with the kids, maybe there's stuff going on with your family, maybe there's stuff going on with your job if you also have a job. There's lots of other things, and it starts to feel like you're, you know, pushing, really pushing to get stuff done, and it is not flowing. my suggestion is to listen to this podcast episode and then maybe push your timelines back a little to a bit more free space. Because I have worked with enough online entrepreneurs to know that if the energy is not right, and if somebody sort of has to step away for various reasons and they can't show up as much as they would like or have done in the future, everyone can feel that. It doesn't matter how well your ads are going or if you're getting all the leads or people are signing up to your webinar. If you're sort of all of a sudden not there, you nine times out of 10, the launch won't go as well as you would have liked. So I think something that often isn't talked about when it comes to someone, you know, buying a launch template or wanting to get this amazing new online program out into the world, really comes down to getting into a really great mind state beforehand. And it not just like when you've done lots of launches and you know your numbers and your conversion rates and your audience really well, you can start to kind of like really bank on how things are going to work out for you. But if you're running an online launch for a completely new online program that no one has ever heard of before, and maybe your audience is sort of like, whoa, what are you talking about? Or maybe you're just getting started with an audience as well. It's really important to realize that you've got to get into a very positive mind state and use the launch as a real creative exercise and to tap into sort of the outer reaches of your minds and the possibilities of what you can do, because that is what matters when it comes to running a successful launch. But today's episode really is about creating a launch plan and some of those things that I add into a launch plan. So I love to work with a Google calendar sheet, or maybe you've got another sort of calendar, but I'm someone who loves to get the pen and paper out and put those dates in. And the first thing, before I even look at what dates I'm going to be launching or what dates my client's going to be launching, is really those other non-negotiable factors of a launch. So maybe you don't work every day, put that in. Maybe there's certain appointments that you can't miss, put that in. One of my clients doesn't work Wednesdays because she's got another big commitment, which means all of Wednesdays can't be a particular day that she's running webinars and that type of thing. Put that in. Because if you're wanting to do something else and the calendar says, today's the day you're recording 17 reels on this particular topic, it's not going to get done. So put those non-negotiables in first. If you know you don't like to work weekends, don't put any dates where like the cart closes on the weekend. The next thing is to put in realistic timelines. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but I have had that many conversations over the years with people who think that they can push out a launch in like 2 weeks and then call me up to run their ads for that launch 1 week into those 2 weeks and think that they're going to make all the money. And I'm like, no, just talk to your warm audiences. But realistic timelines, give yourself some space. Things always take longer than you think they will. And the more space you have, the more creativity you get to put. So put those realistic timelines in. So if you know that, okay, I do want to launch this week, work back from that to where you are now and sort of have a look at all of the things that you need to create to get to that point. Do you have enough time with your current workload and other commitments to get that done? Where have you allocated time to get that done? Because I've tried many times to just cram a launch in. I'm like shaking my hand, like adding some salt and pepper to my dinner. I have tried to just add a launch into my already busy schedule. And usually it just gets pushed and pushed, and then it just comes off a little bit half-assed. So make time with those realistic timelines. And while you're at it, add in your time to create those assets or write the emails or write the sales page. If you've already launched this a few times, maybe you don't have to do all that. Maybe you've just got to make time to update it with some new testimonials or something like that. But be realistic about how much time you want to give yourself and make it enjoyable. Like, this is actually a really fun, creative, exciting time for you when you're launching something new into the world. And if the energy around your launch is, oh shit, I've got to get this done. Oh my God, I'm so far behind. Oh my God. Oh, I've got to do all these things. Oh, I can't possibly add it in and I've got all these other commitments to do. What do you think is going to happen? Yeah, it's not going to go as well as you want. So get excited. Make sure you put into those realistic timelines the time that you're going to celebrate. Win, lose, or draw. You are celebrating yourself for putting something new out into the world. Put that into the calendar. Because I have worked with many people over the years, and sometimes we've done the most perfect launch and hit all the high notes, done the webinar, people showed up. The sales didn't show up as much as she wanted them to. The sales didn't show up. I'm thinking of one particular woman. And it sucked. It really sucked. But from that, she actually took a complete nutter, right-hand turn in the business, and created something else that was actually really easy and didn't feel like she was pushing shit uphill. And it worked out really well for her. So put the celebration in, put the reflection time in. It's not just like, oh, I just launched and I'm going to keep on rolling and keep on tracking. No. When you put all the effort into creating a launch calendar and executing a launch and putting it out there, I want you to celebrate and to realize that this is just one big part of the adventure. The third thing when it comes, fourth thing when it comes to your launch calendar and creating a launch calendar is, who do you need help from? Can you do it all on your own, or will you be delegating tasks to other people? It's really hard to do everything on your own in your business all the time. I have talked about this in a previous episode where I talked about, is acting in integrity kind of like putting a stranglehold on your business? I can put the number of that episode in the show notes. But who do you need help from? Do you have a virtual assistant? Are there, maybe you need a videographer? Are they available? Do you want to get new photos for this launch? When are you going to put that in? All of this, if you sort of plan it out ahead of time, you will have time to do the most amazing launch ever. But if you're rushing and trying to squeeze it in and like sort of having plans derailed at the last minute because you weren't organized, it's not going to feel very good. So who do you need help from? And also, what can you outsource? Do you need to do everything yourself? Or are there other people who you know of who can help you out? Now, if you're launching on a bit of a shoestring budget, you might need to do most of the things yourself. But that's where you can also go, well, do I need to have the most amazing, beautiful, high-tech, animated sales page? Or if this is the first time I'm testing this idea, can I sort of do it in a way that is achievable for me, but also still looks good? How can I like do it in a way that's not going to see me staying up all night? Maybe you love staying up all night in order to complete a website. I think my neighbor's child's just started crying a bit. He doesn't do it all the time. He just does it when I want to record podcasts. So maybe that's how you work best, and that's great. I don't work really well doing things really late at night, so I've got to work into my launch timeline how I can do that in a time that I really want to do it. And number five is, when you're creating a launch calendar and is it still a good time to launch, think about your audience and think about, what do they need right now and what would they love to hear from you about? And how can you create that bridge between what it is that you're wanting to sell and also where they're at right now? Really getting down, and if you can have some conversations with people, maybe you'll get some ideas around content to create, or certain things that you can add into your launch or offers or bonuses. It's really going to delight them or entice them to jump on in. Because it is always a good time to launch. As I said, not Christmas, not a good time. If you're feeling good and if you're feeling really organized. So just to recap, when you're creating a launch calendar, because it's always still a good time to launch, add in your non-negotiables first. What things do you just like you have to put in because you like can't not do those things? Put in your realistic timelines. Work backwards from the time that you are wanting to put something out into the world to now. Is that enough time to create all of the things that you need to create? You need to create a sales page, a webinar, run ads, whatever it is. The third one is to add in space into that calendar so that you can actually create those things. The fifth one is, how can you delight your customers and clients throughout that launch? How can you just like do something wild, do something that gets their attention? If this has been helpful, do let me know. I'm thinking of running like a create your own magic marketing calendar style of workshop, just sort of feeling out if that's something, maybe just shoot us a message. If you're listening to this in August 2022, if not, we'll see if I launch it, hey? God, I love doing this. I am wishing you an absolutely fabulous week. Until next time, stay fabulous. Hey there. I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous.